it's like any other week. It's just probably not as much, you know, maybe a few minutes during a normal week of relaxed time in the evenings. You're going to be pretty much just going to be on it all week, like you're cramming for a test, and go out on Thursday and do your best. So, you know, both teams have to go with a short week, and, you know, coach is smart. He's not going to dump a whole lot of stuff on us, make sure it's a game plan we can manage in the short time we have to look at it. And from my standpoint, it's like any other game, any other pressure you feel with the game plan. You know, just making decisions, you know, making the right decision. There's a couple times, where we have plays set up that, you know, the look isn't how we looked at it in practice, and making sure I make the right decision and get a completion, really. I don't like my completion percentage, and if we complete the ball more, it's just more chances for guys to make plays.
Is that the thing that bothers you most, your completion percentage?
Yeah, that's one of the big things. Just want to get that up, but I'm going to try to get better each week, and then whatever I can't do anything about what I've already done except work harder to make sure that I go out there and get the ball completed to the right guys.
With this short week, how is your body as far as recovery?
I'm a little sore, but you know I can't be too sore when I look over and see Al Wilson and those guys that bang every single play. So I heal fast still. So there's no excuse with that, because I mean both teams are going to be sore. We both played games, so. We just got to wipe away the fact that it's a short week and not let that be an excuse.
What do you remember from the first encounter against Kansas City, that defense?
They play pretty good. You know, they're very solid, very sound in what they do. They don't do a whole lot of crazy stuff, but they're going to be in the right spots, and they're very physical up front, play with a lot of energy. And at their place, they play faster. So, you know, we got to be prepared for anything they could pull out there to try to get us in a bad position. But, you know, they're a tough defense to face, especially at their house, because, like I said, they play fast, they got the noise. But that's no excuse. We've gone in there and performed well before. We just haven't won in a while, and that's what our goal is.
Do you think you guys have a better road record at home so far? Does that give you guys confidence that you can achieve your goals on the road later this season?
Yeah, if we have to, yeah. You know, I mean, playing on the road is tough, and if you can win on the road, that's a sign of a good team. You look what Pittsburgh did last year to make it to the Super Bowl. They won on the road the whole way there. So if that's the case, when it gets down to playoff time, you know, hopefully we'll have gained some experience or something that will help us get through that.
Jake, while every game is important, how much do you guys feel like a sense of urgency? A win keeps you in the division hunt. If it goes the other way, you're in the thick of the wild card.
Yeah, well, obviously we got to get a W. And, you know, with the way the game went last week, we're all disappointed, but you got to wipe it away and get ready to get a W, knowing that if we get a win, we're right back in it. And, you know, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. And there's a lot of season left, a lot of games to be played.
Jake, do you feel more in the hot seat this week, given you've got a long break after this one? You know, things haven't kind of been rolling for you personally. I mean, I know you're always under pressure.
Love you, Lee.
I have to ask.
Yeah, there's pressure no matter what. I mean, I've been on a hot seat all year, and if I have one good game, doesn't mean I'm off it. So I'm going to go out and play, and everything that I've just said that you guys have been scribbling down, that's what I'm concerned with.
Are you doing anything different, I mean, in terms of trying to figure out why it's kind of not been in the groove? I mean, do an extra film study, anything?
Yeah, whenever something's not working like the way you want it, you got to do extra and spend more time studying and watching film and knowing everything in and out. And if you do that, you're putting yourself in a position to play better. And, you know, for you all that have never played a game, everything doesn't work perfectly at times, but you got to fight through those times, and eventually things go your way. And we got the guys that are going to keep fighting and keep working hard, and that starts with me. I'm never going to give up or stop trying to play better, and it trickles down, and when we all do that, that's when we perform well.
Nick is likely done for the season with a knee injury. How much of a loss is he, not only on the field, but is such a good locker room guy too?
Yeah, it makes you sick, because he's been a great player for us. And he's a great leader, a solid guy you can count on to be in the right place at the right time. And, you know, someone's going to have to come step up and play well. And whoever that is, you know, we got to count on them to play just like Nick did or even better. And, you know, they'll get help. You know, they got guys back there that are smart and get them in the position. But, you know, we hate to see anybody, you know, lost for the season, especially a guy like Nick that, you know, like you said, he's a great locker room guy. Everybody enjoys him being around, and it's hard to lose a guy like that.
Seem to want to kind of bolster that side of the ball, but you guys play them early in the season. Are they a different defense than you've seen?
They're playing better. They're not giving up as many points, and when you're doing that with that offense they have, you know, that can translate into some wins. But You know, it's a defense that we did get a win against earlier in the year. We struggled a little bit. They shut us out in the first half. But, you know, we know we got to go in there and let it all hang out and try to, you know, we dictate to them what we're going to do, not just, you know, let them play and do everything. We go just to them. We need to make them play to our game.
Jake, do you expect defense to play a big role in this game?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? It could. It might not. Don't know yet. No, I wish I could tell you how many TDs I'm going to throw in this on Thursday.
Our affiliate in Arizona wanted to ask you, have you and Mike Bell talked about the big game between Arizona State and
UVA
this weekend?
Yeah, we got a little bet, and I usually leave it up to a guy like him, a rookie. I let him tell what we're going to bet, because I don't want to, you know, ASU step up and beat him and rob the guy. But it'll be fun. I mean, it's always a game I pay attention to because it means a lot for the state. That it?
What's the bet?
You have to ask Mike. Thank you.